I speak to you in the name of one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us. Amen. What is the last thing you said? What's the last thing you texted someone? What's the last words that left your mouth when you walked out of the house this morning? Or if you are old-fashioned, what's the last thing when you hung up the phone from your last phone call? This question, this moment, has been a pivotal one and is made for great drama in movies and literature down through the ages. If you ever are bored, boy howdy, is that a big wormhole you can go down through. Trust me. But movies and literature take this moment, and sometimes it is a dramatic departure. Here's looking at you, kid. Sometimes it is on a deathbed and it is racked with regret or pain or love. The last thing said can be an iconic moment, and not just in fiction, but also in our own lives. Some of us may know the pain of tragedy happening in our own lives, and we wonder to ourselves, what is the last thing I said? Is it what I wanted it to be? And others may have been given a gift of those last words being just right, and you get a smile because you know that it ended the way you wanted. My own mother's last words were iconic in a good way for my father and myself. Both my mom and my dad decided to learn Spanish in their 40s because why not? Her, because she was a bilingual teacher, and dad wanting to reach out to the Spanish-speaking community in Pomona where we lived. And as we were gathered in mom's room at the hospital with her family around, we knew that we were not going to get the summer like we hoped, and that things were probably not going in a direction that we wanted. And mom came out of her haze that she had been in and said, "La vida cambia rápidamente." Which, for those of you who are not bilingual in Spanish, which I was not at the time, means life changes rapidly. Thanks, Mom. Dad and I chuckled about this for years. It was a way of giving us a loving goodbye. We knew that we were loved. That word floated around our family so much it wasn't necessary. But these last words Dad and I used again and again in our lives, and I continue to when life just changes rapidly, doesn't it? Without a doubt, these words were a gift, and it has long made me think about last words. What are the last words that I say when I am leaving? Or I'm going to sleep at night, or hanging up the phone with family or friends or a parishioner? What are my last words when I know I am not going to see someone living on this earth again? What are the words that are so important? No matter how we may be feeling about any relationship, those words are so important that they should not go unsaid. This moment, this final chance to say it all, to put it all out on the table, is where we find Jesus and the disciples today in the gospel. Next week, we're going to move on to Pentecost and be in the upper room with all of the languages. Don't forget to wear red. But today we're on the last Sunday of Easter, and we're at the Last Supper. Could seem a little confusing. But we find Jesus gathered with his disciples, praying what is called in the Gospel of John the high priestly prayer. But these are his final words, the last instruction, the last moments that he has their full attention before everything starts happening with his arrest and crucifixion. And he has them gathered as a community around a table. And what does he do? He prays. He prays. And to know the full extent, you actually need to read all of John 17, but we're going to get to that in a minute. But if you were to read the full prayer, it starts with Jesus praying for himself. And then Jesus goes on and he prays for the disciples who are gathered round the table with him, even the one who is going to go betray him. And then Jesus prays the last section of the prayer, which we read today. Jesus prays for those who will come to follow. Those who will come to follow as a result of the work of the disciples. So Jesus, at that very moment, was praying for you and for me, for us. Jesus prays, I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, through the word of the disciples, that they all, the disciples down to us, down to those who will be baptized next week, that we may all be one. And what is Jesus's hope for those who will come to believe, who will come to know God through the disciples? Jesus's hope is that the world may know that God sent Jesus and that they will have love just as God loved Jesus. Jesus's hope is that we will come to know God's love. Jesus' last words to his disciples are to share the good news, to go out and to make other disciples, to share the love of God in a way that draws others into God's love. Let me say that again. Jesus' last words to his disciples are to go and share the love of God in a way that draws others into God's love. In many ways, these last words around the Last Supper are an answer to John 3:16 that we see so often. That God so what?
Loved
the world that he gave his only son. That's the love that Jesus wants shared down through the ages. In this prayer, Jesus calls the disciples and in turn calls us because we are the disciples today. He calls on us to engage in God's love. For God's love cannot be hoarded. It's not to be stored up on a shelf. It is not to be locked away where, what is it we read on Ash Wednesday, where moth and rust will come and take it. God's love is meant to be brought out into the open. It is meant to be taken to others. And so I ask you, how can you, the disciple, sitting here today at St. Cross, how can you take the love of God to someone else this week? Because that love is meant to be shared. Where can you put down your judgments and see God's belovedness in someone else and share God's love through grace and mercy, through your words and your actions to another person? And I call us as a community of love. Where is it that we, St. Cross, are called to witness to God's love, not here, but out in the South Bay and beyond? How do people know that we are a place of love, which is what our youth are painting on our windows right now? God loves you. Jesus' last words were words of love, bringing love and sharing love and being a community tied together in God's love. So I'm going to invite you to engage in two pieces of homework this week. That's right, homework. The first is go back and read all of John 17. Now, if you don't have a Bible at home and you don't have one on your phone, you are welcome to stay right after the service. It's in the black Bible sitting in your pew. Just sit and read John 17. Read the whole prayer this week. And then sit with it. And then I want you to pray with it. And then I want you to listen for where God is calling you to witness to God's love. And the second part of your homework, second part is to pay attention. Pay attention to your last words this week. And try for your last words to be those of Jesus. That your last words will be filled with love and with care and with compassion. For life changes rapidly. Amen.